This is Tom Imason, Chair of the Board of Oregon Board of Forestry, and I'd like to call this public meeting to order and welcome everybody to our October 6, 2020 virtual meeting. We are live streaming this meeting on YouTube, and oral testimony is available in real time for our decision today. We want to ensure that our viewers online can follow along with today's meeting, so before we start, I'll go over some logistics to help keep us on track. For everyone participating or presenting, please silence your cell phones and limit background noises. Remember to use the mute feature when you are not speaking. If your video is enabled, feel free to disable if you need to step away. And don't hesitate to use the chat function on Zoom to connect with our ODF support team in Salem during the meeting. To ensure that folks online can follow our board proceedings with the live testimony, I will go over some good housekeeping tips for board members. If you have clarifying questions, please use the raise hand function, and I'll call on you as the questions come up. Presenters, we will do our best to ask questions one at a time. After presentations, the public comment period will be open to those who have signed up. We have scheduled a block of time for invited testimony as well, which will be followed by general public comment. Following public comment, board members may have follow-up questions for presenters, but we generally begin our discussion or propose a motion. Board members, we will use the roundtable approach for the voting process, which we have at previous meetings, so any votes we have will be roll call votes. Please note that pursuant to ORS 192-6602H and I, the board will meet in two closed executive sessions, one starting just after our roll call this morning and another at 4:30 p.m. The purpose of the first session will be to confer with legal counsel regarding the board's rights and duties related to current litigation or litigation likely to be filed. The second session will be to review and evaluate the state forester's performance. Representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive sessions, but are otherwise closed to the public. We will take breaks between those executive sessions and recommence this public meeting after the first executive session. With that, are there any questions about our process this morning? Okay, and next then I'll call the roll to ascertain whether we have a quorum. Nils Christofferson.
Here.
Cindy Deacon Williams.
Here.
Joe Justice.
Here.
Jim Kelly.
Here.
Brendan McComb.
Here.
Mike Rose is unable to participate with us today. I'm Tom Imason, I'm here, so we do have a quorum. The board will now have an executive session pursuant to ORS 192-6602H for the purpose of conferring with legal counsel regarding the board's rights and duties related to current litigation or litigation likely to be filed. As I said before, representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the public are not allowed to join. And what we'll do is we will, board members will leave this meeting and go to the link you've been provided for the executive session. Before we head into that executive session, I would like to remind the presenters and public who are joining us today that this meeting will reconvene our normal public meeting at 9 a.m. this morning. We'll now leave this meeting and link into the executive session.